Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, would you vote for her for president?
Well, I actually do love this country, and I definitely wouldn't rule it out because I think it's important to have integral leaders over this country.
Katie Taylor telling the Joe Finnegan show on Shannonside Northern Sound Radio that she wouldn't rule out a run for the Arras. Ronan Mullen, producer of the Indosport podcast, is with us here on the programme today. Sort of an unusual announcement, Ronan, from Katie Taylor.
Yeah, like I don't think anybody would question her ambassadorial virtues. Like, she's carried the tricolour through her career, amateur and pro, but having said that, she spent a lifetime doing her talking in the ring and limited enough public dealings outside those which pertain to sporting endeavours. So it would be to go into a position like this where she'd have to take a stance on every issue going would be a big change for her, for sure.
Absolutely. So not ruling out a potential bid to become president. Obviously, we know she's due to bow out of boxing, that final professional fight confirmed now in September in Crow Park in Dublin. But she is somebody, you know, like, all kind of joking aside, she is somebody who would garner and generate a lot of mass public appeal.
Yeah, like, as litmus tests go, she's definitely one of those Irish sports people who is going to back herself to fill such a big venue in Crow Park. So it'll be a good indicator of the popularity, for sure. And also, I think she has, like, regularly topped the poll in terms of these most admired sports people in Ireland. Indicators like these things do the rounds every year, and she regularly comes out as number one in that regard. So I think she's... it's fairly evidenced by this stage that she has the backing of the country in sporting terms. But as we've seen with recent events, the transfer from the sporting environs into the presidential ones are a big ask.
Absolutely, yeah. And even though, you know, you are a great role model and you're seen as that, and people quite happy to openly say that, it's a whole other thing to put yourself in the run for a presidential election race and to actually put your name on the ticket.
Yeah, because I know she'll be 40 when she gets in the ring in September, and probably for the first time since she laced up gloves in her teens, she's had to give some thought to, you know, future-proofing her career and what she might do afterwards. This is obviously would be a big step into the unknown, but like, I know she's had a look at business ventures with a soft drinks company and these kinds of things. I do think there probably is some sort of ambassadorial type role she could assume, whether that's more in the sporting realm, of course. But I'm sure she won't be short of offers, Andrea, when it comes to she does end up going down this route.
Yeah, a listener here, though, now is getting in touch to tell me that they think this is all just a bid by Katie Taylor and co and management team to try and sell out the 80,000 tickets at Crow Park.
Yeah, I think it's, again, to my original point, maybe about her doing her talking in the ring and let the promoters do the banging of the drum. She is definitely, in the last couple of days since this announcement was made official on Friday, visibly out and about, you know, doing the rounds and doing interviews. Notably, was at Crow Park for the Leinster hurling final on Saturday. So probably a little bit out of her comfort zone in that regard, but obviously she's comfortable out of her comfort zone, Andrea, if she's putting her hat in the ring for a president.
Liam Morley-Burton from St. Bridget's Boxing Club in County Offaly is joining us as well, Ronan, on the line today. What was your reaction, Liam, when you heard this?
As the great Orson Welles once said, there's nothing worse than being talked about and not being talked about. I think Brian Peters or Frank Warren has had a piece in her ear and said, look, you know, as there's 82,000 tickets to be sold, the bus, the whole lot, and would I vote for her? Yeah, if she was on the ballot sheet, I probably would vote for her because of, you know, the connection with boxing and sport and that, but... No, I think this is just would you be talking about this on the show if she had said that she was going to do something else yesterday? You know, it's. I like to keep politics away from sport. and you know, she's a sports person through and through, and yeah, a great ambassador for the country. There are probably people that would vote for her. Do I think it, she's being realistic with it? No, I think it's...
You don't see it. But to Ronan's point...
I can see her doing something else.
Yeah. But to Ronan's point though, Liam, that there probably is some form of, you know, ambassador style role for Katie Taylor in some regard.
Well, 100,000%, but then, like, let's be honest, you know what I mean? We've another girl there that everyone's forgetting about. She's a double Olympic champion, and there's no other female in the world that's a double Olympic champion, never mind in Ireland. And I don't see anyone rushing with roles to Kelly. You know, she's back boxing, going to Scotland this week, and, you know, like Sonia Sullivan, like, go down through the years, there's not too many of our sporting stars have been rewarded with something like that. The GAA kind of look after their own, all right, and they'll end up maybe in nice positions, but I don't know. I don't, I'd love to see it, and definitely, like, what, and she's such a good person with kids and everything. Yes, there is a role for her. I wouldn't like to see her getting tied up into politics, myself personally. I'd like maybe Sport Ireland or something, or the Olympic Council down the road or something like that. But I couldn't see Katie being political.
Well, I thought it was interesting comments when I heard them this morning. As I said, she made the comments. She was talking to Joe Finnegan on Shannonside Northern Sound Radio, and that's where she came out with the commentary herself. Just finally, Ronan, of course, I know so much talk about this in the last few days and Katie's fight in Croke Park in September, but how do you think ticket sales will do for that?
Yeah, like, I've always been of the opinion that if it ever materialised, kind of feeding into the point we were discussing earlier, that there is enough of a public interest beyond sporting boundaries to fill out Croke Park. It was just the logistics, which are well chronicled, to get the thing over the line. And you tie that in with the fact that it's going to be her farewell and probably a last chance to see her. And what an occasion in which to do it. Obviously, Muhammad Ali is the only other boxer who's headlined at Croke Park. So for Katie Taylor to be in that company, arguably the greatest female boxer of all time, would just be such a fitting way. And I would be fairly optimistic, and they've left nothing to chance in terms of Brian Peters, who the caller mentioned. You have Peter Aiken involved, all these different aspects pushing the show. So it's up to Eddie Hearn, and I suppose from the boxing point of view, to make sure it's an event worth attending, because I think there's going to be plenty that are happy to go and see Katie and bid her farewell.
Absolutely. Ronan Mullen, producer of the Indosport podcast, and Liam Morley from St. Bridget's Boxing Club in Offaly. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here in the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.